Lively Stones Meditations for 27th June 2023. Joined to all the living. Reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 3 and 4. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun. The one thing happens to all. Truly the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead. But for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. The Bible has a different perception of living and dead to the one that you and I were raised to understand. It looks at the soul and considers whether a soul is spiritually alive in Christ or not. It gives rise to the notion that though we be alive, yet we are dead, that is, not alive to the Spirit of the living God. This idea is explored in a previous meditation from 2021, The Living and the Dead. However, here we wish to look at this from a slightly different perspective. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 to 8, we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." Reading from the King James Version. The spiritual man that God created was a living soul, and having known God's spark within, wishes to cling to it. Psalm 16 verses 10 to 11 shows us the cry of one such. "For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And that name Sheol means the world of the dead. The images of lion and dog conjure up thoughts of opposites. The dog is often depicted as venal and unsavory. As the dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his folly, from Proverbs 26:11. Whereas the lion is more often seen as the king of beasts, a creature of great strength, even if not always a picture of goodness, and often, in Scripture, of evil. Christ is described in the book of Revelation as the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, so the lion can be used to show both good and evil. But how does that help us in our daily struggle, in our walk with God? It is simply this, remembering that Ecclesiastes is the book of clear-sightedness of reality and truth. It is better to be a sinner saved by grace, a living dog, than a proud and boastful man of great strength who knows not the Lord, a dead lion. Remember also that a family of lions is known as a pride. So why is Christ known as the Lion of Judah, we ask? Well, that means he is the king of the family of praise. Be joined to that family, and you live amongst all the living. Hallelujah. Meditate on these things. "And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 to 17. Prayer requires silence. Think of those days of absolute silence in the home at Bethany. Is there anything analogous to those days in your life? Can God trust you like that, or are you still asking for a visible answer? His silence is the sign that He is bringing you in to a marvelous understanding of Himself. If God has given you a silence, praise Him. He is bringing you into the great run of His purposes. The manifestation of the answer in time is a matter of God's sovereignty. Time is nothing to God. From My Utmost for His Highest, by Oswald Chambers.